ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Multiply.
With X the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Joining us now is James Bovard. You can find him at jimbovard.com. He writes for a variety of outlets and has for many, many years. He is a libertarian, or we could say a classical liberal, because that's something that Stephen Miller's wife doesn't seem to understand. She thinks that's the same thing as, of course, there's a lot of things that they don't understand, aren't there, Jim? But he had a very interesting op-ed piece on Mises.org. The latest federal killing in Minnesota echoes Ruby Ridge. And I think he's really right in a lot of different ways. We're going to talk about how it is similar to that. You know, if you're around at that point in time, that should be etched indelibly into your memory, what happened with Ruby Ridge and Branch Davidians and things like that. But, you know, even at that time, a lot of people were not really following that very closely. And of some of the people who were following it, I think they've forgotten the details of it. They certainly have forgotten the lessons of it, because there are a lot of parallels here in this, and we need to learn those lessons so we can stop repeating these things over and over again. Thank you for joining us, Jim.
Hey, thanks very much for having me on. Thanks, and thanks for not forgetting about Ruby Ridge.
How could I? It's amazing. Gary Spence did a great job in that trial. And again, what an interesting character he is in terms of defending Randy Weaver. And, well, not defending him, but in terms of getting some compensation for him, but you can never compensate really for what he lost. Let's talk a little bit about the parallels, but tell us, you put up a tweet that really went viral about this, which is the basis of your article. I guess that's why you decided to write the article. You had a lot of people take exception to you drawing parallels.
Exception, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, with their pitchforks and torches, yes. It was interesting. If you go back to folks who were politically conscious in the 1990s, people who were skeptical about government power, both liberals and conservatives and libertarians, mm-hmm. Ruby Ridge was a rallying cry for what happens when the government is off the leash, mm-hmm. and when federal agents have a license to kill. As federal judge Alex Kozinski said, the Ruby Ridge case, you had the federal FBI snipers were given a 007 license to go out and kill people.
Yeah, that's right.
The basic rules of engagement were, if you see the adult males outside the cabin, kill them. Wow. You know, no warning or anything, even though they'd never fired upon the federal, they never fired upon the FBI. So. Mm-hmm.
We've seen that over and over again. I talked about how apparently with this absolute immunity, these people are all 007s. I said, I don't know. Maybe that refers to their IQ.
Well, I had that impression. I was wondering about that with some of the feedback I was getting. It was interesting to see the absolute instant hatred mm-hmm. for drawing a parallel between what happened at Ruby Ridge and the killing of the Alex Preddy in Minneapolis last Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was funny. It's been a while since I had that much visibility on Twitter. And it's interesting how the standard insults have changed, because now it just seems like about 40% of the responses were just like, you a retard.
Yeah, exactly. Or okay, I mean, boomer.
I'm thinking, is this the best you can do?
I know.
Is this the best deprecation you have in your arsenal? You a retard.
Deprecation.
And then you try to go back and forth with these people, and then they start flinging the F word in every direction. And, you know, I like George Carlin. There's a time and a place for the F word. It can be effective. But when you're just kind of, when this is all you have, like, you know.
Well, they don't even know what deprecation is. They'd have to look that up if they could even spell it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, so, yeah. So the most common retort was retard. And the second most common retort was boomer.
Yeah,
and,
oh, that's it. Yeah, boomer, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I know how to read, you know. There was some guy who kept attacking me, and he was making such ignorant comments. I finally said, you know, maybe what we need is a GoFundMe drive to get you hooked on phonics, you know, to get the software programming.
So he can read.
That
yeah.
didn't seem to make him happy. So, you know, I tried.
That's great.
There were other folks that said, you know, good luck with your grammar, you know, because they were just, if you're going to call someone a retard, you should be able to spell your entire sentence correctly, you know. Otherwise, it kind of boomerangs, you know. It's just, it's not a good look.
You reply to them, okay, boomerang.
There you go.
So what was the tweet? What exactly did you say in the tweet?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me pull it up here. I've got this reopened. It was interesting. There was I'd first commented on the Ruby Ridge thing, first parallel on late Saturday, and then I was getting so much hostile feedback. So what I did, this is an article in the Parallels. In both cases, the feds suppress evidence, brazenly lied about what happened, exaggerated the threat to federal agents, and offered bizarre justifications for their killings.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly right.
That is, let's see. Yeah, and that's...
And we
that's
can start out, we could add to the... On my list, I made a similar list like that. The needlessly aggressive use of force, which seems to be a hallmark of our government anymore.
That was a point, you know, that I made in the Mises article on how the latest killing echoed Ruby Ridge. But it's interesting because you have so many people who are conservatives who understood after January 6th,
right,
2021, after the Biden folks came in and vilified every Trump supporter who'd been in the same zip code as the U.S. Capitol.
That's right.
And tried to ruin their lives. And you had the FBI formally classifying all these January 6th cases, 800 or more of them, as terrorism cases.
That's right.
Simply because someone walked into a government building.
Yeah, I talked about that. And one in particular, I think one of the most egregious ones I saw was, you had a couple of elderly guys that were there, and they had their middle-aged son, and they walk up, the doors are open going into the Capitol building, and they got a couple of cops here and said, is there a restroom around here somewhere? Yeah, sure, go right in here. They go in and use the restroom, and that's all they did. They come back out, and as they're getting ready to go back out the same way they came in, there was a female cop, and she says, no, go this way. And she's pointing, trying to get them to go onto the floor of the Capitol building. Trying to entrap them, and they did charge them, because that's why that came out, was because they actually wound up charging them with that. You would think that they would have a memory of that and a perspective of it, but they've got like the memory of a fruit fly. It's absolutely amazing. They can't understand these different principles and the similarities that are there, and that's a big part of it. It's a big part of the groupthink that's there, the tribalism that is there, is that they're going to go through with a fine-tooth comb, and they're going to identify how this person over here was a bad person. We've got an ad hominem attack, and they're not part of our tribe. So it's justified. That's basically, when you peel back all the layers of this onion, that's what it really gets down to when you see this rabid response that I've seen from a lot of people on social media.
Yeah, it goes back to what historian Henry Adams said 100 years ago. Politics has always been the systematic organization of hatreds.
Yeah,
and
that's
you
true.
Know, it was intriguing to see the push button hatred after the protester got killed, and to see, and it was funny because I was posting stuff on Facebook and then on there on Twitter, and so late on Saturday I said, well, there was a TV station there in Minneapolis. I think it might have been an ABC station. It said that that actually, if you look at the video, it looks like the federal agent had taken away the guy's gun before he was shot. And oh my God, you would think I had just made the biggest heresy in the world, because the outrage.
Oh,
How
yeah.
could anybody say that? And it was like I was trying, and it was almost like we were supposed to think the federal agents had somehow performed a miracle by saving everybody from getting shot by this guy. Like, was that Stephen Miller, or was that Bovino? I think it was Bovino who said
Yeah.
the agents did a really good job because they stopped this guy from killing police.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
That's
I'm
crazy.
thinking, by that standard, they could kill everybody at the demonstration. So.
Well, it really has. That's one of the things I remember most about Ruby Ridge, and then about Waco as well, was how people lined up as to whether or not they liked David Koresh and his group. If they didn't like him, oh yeah, do whatever you want to him. I'm a Christian, and so I looked at that and I saw these people said, well, we don't like this guy. We think his theology is aberrant, and they do weird things in their church and stuff. So yeah, go after this guy. I'm not part of. I don't want to be associated with him. And so they basically were cheering the incineration of men, women, and children. It's like, what in the world is going on here? But of course, you see
Yeah.
that now over and over again, like you point out, see, systematic organization of hatred, which is
Yeah,
what's really happening.
and it was the same thing with the with Ruby Ridge, the
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Multiply. Multiply. Multiply! Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Part of what happened is the feds were very quick to vilify their victims, being the Randy Weaver and his wife primarily. They had some bad ideas, and in the writing that I did about it, I was very careful not to say, well, maybe they've got a point. No. I mean, these are bad ideas. But then there are a couple people out there who think that I have bad ideas.
That's right.
So,
That's right.
I don't want to give the feds a license to kill people with bad ideas, but this is what a lot of the people who want the government to fight extremism, this is what it turns out to be. People who have different ideas than you do, they say, well, we got to take them out. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to have free speech if someone's hateful, and what's the definition of hateful disagrees with me.
That's right.
So, but we've seen that ever since the Clinton administration. So.
And of course, when we look at the way people responded first to the killing of Renee Good, what I noticed was the MAGA people came out and said, oh, she's LGBT and she was part of an organization that got some Soros money or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, you do realize Scott Bessent is a part of that LGBT movement. And you do realize he got a lot of Soros money, didn't he? He worked as a partner with the guy for a long time. And yet, they're completely blind to that because now this guy is he's whitewashed, he's baptized or whatever because Trump picked him and he's working with Trump. And the same type of stuff, if you equated Ashley Babbitt to Renee Good, which I think was a good comparison because they were both shot. at point blank range when they were no threat to anyone. And yet they came back and said, yeah, but look, you know, she's, I don't like what she did with this or what she says about that. I don't like her lifestyle or whatever. So again, it's the demonization of this kind of thing. And now we've seen it. They kept digging and digging. It took a lot longer for them to find something on Alex Pretty. But what they were able to find on him was a BBC video where he got into a fight with some a Border Patrol agents or something like that. I don't know if you've seen that or not. That went viral yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't watched all of it, but I've seen it. But
yeah, so here's my thought. He kicks the taillight out, and it's like, okay, but they didn't kill him that day. And would that justify him being killed that day even? And he wasn't doing that the day that he was killed. He wasn't doing anything like that.
Yeah, there was a story that I wrote that came out on the day before he was shot that said, look, I mean, you have protests, you're going to have assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's almost always people who behave like assholes at protests.
And the same thing if you got police, you're also going to have right?
That's true. That's true. So there's an interesting point here on the looking at the at what Alex Pretty did before he got shot. So we don't know the names of the two federal agents who shot and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be very interested to see what their records were, mm-hmm. to see if they had a record of abuse of force, or if they had shot somebody else before, right. or you know,
or if they were new hires.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a real big. This is something which comes up in big cities. If some cop shoots someone, especially if the cop has shot people before. And especially if there was any kind of pattern to the cops' killings or mm-hmm. shootings, this is very germane to making any kind of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But the Trump people have decided we have no right. I mean, I don't know when or how federal agents got their right to kill anonymously.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But this is what it is at this point. And it's funny, but I mean, it's kind of a variation of what we saw a couple months ago. There was a lot of controversy initially about how the how our War Department had done a second hit on the survivors
yes.
out there near Venezuela. And, you know, it was there was video of that killing. And I guess it was being seen on Capitol Hill. Then all of a sudden, our Secretary of War, Hegseth, comes out and says, well, of course we can't make that public. It's confidential. It's got this and that. And it's like, you know, so it's a license to kill.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, he put out and bragged about their shots against these boats in the past. And I said that about this was, I think, wasn't the circle back where they killed the shipwrecked people? I think that was the very first strike they did. And I said of the video that he put out proudly, I said, that's criminal. That's an act of war. They didn't interdict that. There's clearly processes for them to check people if they suspect them of being drug dealers. And again, I don't agree with any of the war on drug stuff, but they have their own rules about that, and they violated all the rules.
Well, and it's interesting trying to figure out if there's laws or you know, constitutional rights that the Trump administration is going to recognize and uphold.
Yeah, for anything.
Because it's, you know, trying to understand what went down in Minneapolis. I mean, it's amazing that the first response by the DHS, by Bovino and people like that, was like, well, people got no right to know the names, and we're going to shift them out of the state so they can't be held legally liable by Minnesota officials. It's like, where did they get the right to kill in Minnesota? I mean,
yeah,
this is not a recognized federal right. But there again, it goes back to Ruby Ridge, and you had the FBI sniper who killed the mother holding her baby by the cabin door.
Yes, and I'll never forget his name. It's been burned in my memory.
Lon Horiuchi.
That's right.
And you had the Janet Reno and the Clinton Justice Department and the Clinton President Clinton moving hell and high water to block any prosecution by the state of Idaho of the FBI sniper, even though a confidential Justice Department report said that his shot that killed Vicki Weaver was totally illegal and unjustified.
That's right. Yeah. Recount some of the details about Ruby Ridge, because it has been a while for people, and even people who were following it at the time.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Multiply, 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 multiply.
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
There was a lot. At the time, the internet can be both good and bad. But I got to say that, you know, when Ruby Ridge happened, and then when you had the very long standoff there with the Branch Davidians, it was a bit difficult to get information because The only thing you could get was mainstream media whitewashing of stuff. And we did have a bulletin board that I was a part of at the time, but there was no internet, right? So people in the area were getting information and putting it out. And of course, it wasn't verified, but of course, we knew that stuff coming from mainstream media was verified BS. So it was interesting to look at these things in real time. But go back and recount some of the things with Ruby Ridge that you see are parallels to what's happening
okay,
in Minnesota.
Well, I'll start giving a thumbnail Ruby Ridge here. It started when an undercover alcohol, tobacco, and firearms ATF agent entrapped Randy Weaver into selling a sawed-off shotgun. It was then on August 21st, 1992, three U.S. Marshals dressed in ninja outfits and with face masks illegally intruded onto Weaver's land and ambushed Weaver's 14-year-old son and a 25-year-old family friend, Kevin Harris. The Marshals fired submachine guns at them and killed the boy's dog. A firefight ensued. A U.S. Marshal was killed. As the boy was running back home towards his family's cabin, a marshal shot him in the back and killed him.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a big issue then in the Justice Department confidential report was that the Marshal Service never separated the different marshals who had killed the boy and been in the firefight and gave them thereby giving them a chance to create their own cover story, which was later proven to be completely false. But so the marshals gave a storyline to the FBI that made the FBI panic. The next day, FBI snipers arrived. Within an hour of them taking position, every adult in the Weaver cabin was either dead or severely wounded. Wow. Even though they never fired a shot at the FBI.
Wow.
You had FBI sniper Horiuchi shot Randy Weaver in the back as he stood outside his shack and then fired a shot that killed Vicki Weaver by the cabin door as she was holding her baby. Now, the FBI initially said that they were justified in killing Vicki Weaver because she'd been in the front yard firing at the FBI helicopter. That was a complete scam, and that fell apart. And so once that story fell apart, the FBI said they killed her accidentally.
That sounds like Christine Holmes thing. Yeah, the agents were stuck in the snow and they were attacked. I mean, they're just making this stuff up. The contempt for everybody. It reminds me of what Jake Tapper just said to one of these guys. The guy's going on and on about what happened with this Alex Preddy thing, and he goes, "You do realize there's video of this, don't you?"
Well, and that's the only reason why we've got a chance in hell of getting the truth on this, because if you think of the initial storyline that the Trump top officials put out on the Alex Preddy shooting, he had his 9mm pistol out and he was assaulting law enforcement and they were, you know, he was there to massacre them. And, to the New York Times credit, you know, within an hour of the Trump top officials saying them. You know, New York Times was saying, you know, actually there's videos that show something completely different. And so many papers came around that quite quickly, but you had the Trump people clinging to this absolute nonsense version that would whitewash the federal agents who killed Preddy. And yeah. It's like, okay, if you're going to lie so brazenly, why should we trust you on anything?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Yeah, it is brazen. It is arrogant. It's an insult to our intelligence, isn't it? You know, as my son,
well, it is, except for people on Twitter.
Yeah.
because a lot of them really can't insult their intelligence because they're just, you know, it was like, you know, but Stephen Miller said this, and you know, it was like it was handed down from Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, actually, you know, that's not what happened. So you're calling them liars? Well, you know, if use your word.
That, yeah, that's right. You got a better word than a liar. Listen, yeah. They were grossly mistaken.
Yeah, but so an interesting thing with this was that there were a lot of people in the Justice Department who were very unhappy how it went down at Ruby Ridge, mm-hmm. and there was an internal investigation that came out with a 500-page report. The government kept that secret. Early 1995, FBI Chief Louis Freeh does a press conference and announces, basically whitewashes all the FBI policymakers and the snipers for the killing of Vicki Weaver and everything else that happened in that case. So a couple of days later, I did a piece for the Wall Street Journal called No Accountability at the FBI. A couple weeks later, Louis Freeh attacked me in the article and in response he wrote to the Wall Street Journal. And so, you know, it was funny. There was a friend of mine from Argentina who I'd done some work with. And on the day that the Louis Freeh letter condemning me came out in the Wall Street Journal, he calls it and says, well, I just wanted to say goodbye. Because, you know, he's from Argentina. He figures,
yeah, they're going to put you on a plane and head you out to the ocean.
Not, you know, I'm not going to be around very long. And I said, oh, you know, I can't imagine the federal officials ever doing anything improper like that. So,
but we're starting to approach that point, perhaps. I don't know.
There you go. But so I kept digging, and I eventually got the a copy of that 500-page confidential report. And I wrote about that for the Wall Street Journal. I also wrote about the case for Playboy and American Spectator. And I think my story is...
Let me interrupt you a second. How did you get that 500-page report? I mean, did they give that up with a FOIA request?
No. They did not give it up with a FOIA request.
I was going to say, I wouldn't think they would, yeah.
No, it was... look, it was not given up, okay?
Okay, you found it through some alternative sources.
I came into possession.
Okay, about, there we go.
How about that?
That's the way you put it. Yeah.
We'll say it like that. So. It was...
Pentagon paper style.
And having that report, it just completely destroyed the entire storyline the feds had created going back 2 years or more earlier. And it made a mockery of Louis Freeh's claims. And... they finally suspended some officials at FBI, and the top official of the FBI Violent Crimes and Major Offenders section pled guilty, was sent to prison for destroying evidence on the Ruby Ridge case.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't. These are some details I didn't know. That's good. Yep. I'm glad somebody went to jail for something.
It may have been the evidence that he destroyed would have showed that Lon Horiucci intentionally killed Vicki Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
maybe it didn't show that. We don't know because it was destroyed and the cover-up was successful. But
and they gave him a medal, didn't they, Lon Horiucci?
I don't know, but there was a story which I did.
Or a commendation or whatever, yeah.
Maybe, I'm not sure, but what the Marshal Service did is wait until, 3.5 years after the marshals there killed Sammy Weaver, and then gave their highest valor commendation to the marshals who had been at Ruby Ridge in early 1996. And I wrote a Wall Street Journal story about that. There was a lot of pushback among some of their editors, but that's a different story. it was brazen that they were. Was it Wyatt Earp who was a U.S. Marshal?
I don't know.
Someone like that. I mean,
he was a movie consultant.
Right. I mean, I'm not. It'd be kind of rude to stop the interview and do an internet search, a Google search. So it was utterly brazen. But it's just interesting to see how many lies. Mm-hmm. I mean, lying and killing goes together like ham and eggs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you have that with the federal agencies, like you have it with the mafia.
Yeah. Well, certainly, if somebody's going to kill somebody, as serious as that crime is, they're going to lie about it. And so that's what we see when the government does it. You know, it's kind of interesting. We talk about the situation in Venezuela. One of the things that I've said is that, you know, Madison said the weapons of defense abroad always become instruments of tyranny at home. And I think that applies to their attitudes towards killing people, their attitudes towards war, whether it's foreign or domestic. I think once they have crossed that Rubicon in their mind, like they did with Venezuela, it's just a matter of time before they start doing it domestically as well. And I think it's kind of amazing, too, when you look at Border Patrol and immigration control and all the rest of the stuff, they're so focused on their political border, but they don't think there's any boundaries whatsoever in law for what they do. So these are people who say, yeah, we got to have borders and so forth, but there's no boundaries for us. I mean, Trump has even said that. You know, he was asked that question. He had no problem about saying, I don't think there's any restrictions that I have, any rules, any international rules or laws that I need. I'm constrained by my morality.
Oh, that was so comforting. It was just, I mean, there are so many things which...
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Multiply, 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 multiply.
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Trump says that, which are just,
Yeah, that was a golden moment. You know, that's kind of like Nixon saying, well, when the president does it, it's not illegal, you know?
Going back to those Border Patrol agents and the ICE folks, I mean, it's almost as if those federal agents need to have absolute power in order to preserve the American way of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except that the American way of life and federal absolute power, it did not used to go together. So
that's right. Well, we just had that a week or two ago. We had some Israeli billionaire named Shlomo, and he said, we're going to have to destroy the First Amendment to preserve it, right? So we got to destroy the rule of law in order to have America. We got to destroy the Constitution and everything else, right? That's the logic behind what these people are telling us.
Yeah, I mean, and some of the Trump actions on freedom of speech have been appalling. So, same with a lot of the other things they've done. So, but it's just part of what's fascinating to me on going back to the parallels of Ruby Ridge and the killing on Saturday. What were the rules of engagement for the DHS agents? There was a video I saw online. Bovino was talking to the agents, giving them a pep talk. And he was telling them, if anybody touches you, then, you know, take them down, arrest them, you know, just, you know, do maximum penalties for them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same attitude. Christy Noem said something similar, that if some if some protester merely touches you, boom, that's assault, so on and so forth. Well, you've seen the videos of these, a lot of the federal agents being super aggressive with people. Throwing them down, bashing them, assaulting them, spraying their face for no reason with a pepper spray. I mean, this is such an absolute disparity in standards of conduct. How, you know, how are people supposed to be free when federal agents have the right to beat them?
That's right. I remember years ago, there was a protest at Berkeley. I don't even remember what it was for. And you had all these people that were, you know, sitting cross-legged on the ground. And you had this fat cop go along with pepper spray right in front of their faces, just spraying them. And that outraged everybody, and rightfully so. It's like, what are you doing that for? And yet, you know, we have the same situation happening now with these ICE agents. There's that one picture where they had this person pinned to the ground. A guy puts the spray can right in his face or her face and sprays them with that. There was another one after the shooting of Renee Good. I've played that multiple times, video I played multiple times on the show, where you got this guy going around kicking. They put they chalked up the sidewalk with her name and things like that, and then put some candles there. And you probably saw that. He goes along kicking the candles over. And the guy says, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Do you know who you, what you?" And the guy gets right up in his face and you know, gets like about an inch from actually hitting him with his body. Says, get back, you know, and keeps pushing him back. Just thuggish schoolyard behavior. Just beyond belief, trying to goad the guy into touching him so he can go off on this guy. He and all the other ones around there, it's going to be a gangbang if he just lays a finger on this guy. And he's doing everything he can to provoke that. And we've seen them coming up to people, knocking phones out of their hands, because it's somehow it's now a rule that if you are photographing the police, which you have a right to do, Supreme Court has said that over and over. I believe it's the Supreme Court. There's been multiple court cases. I don't know if it got up to the Supreme Court or not. But you have a right to film the police. We all know that that should be there, whether the law says that or not. But they come up to people and threaten them, threaten to put them in a database, knock the phone out of their hands, and all the rest of this stuff.
Yep. The Trump DHS has been very explicit that there is no right to videotape federal agents in public. To videotape them even when they're wearing masks is to dox them, and that is considered to be a crime, and the federal agents are entitled to use force to shut that down. And as you mentioned, there have been Supreme Court has not made this explicit, but there have been a number of federal appeals court rulings that said, look, you know, people have got a right to videotape the police in public. I mean, there's a certain point where the videotaping could become too aggressive or too interfering, but I mean, there are, you know, there's lots of the Trump supporters who would like to have a 5-mile zone of no cameras.
I guess, are they going to go around, Jim, and are they going to arrest Flock and Amazon for the Ring cameras and stuff? Because I mean, we got cameras everywhere in our society now, whether you like it or not. And most of us aren't wearing masks when that's happening as well.
Well, and it's interesting how you have you've got two sides here. One, you've got total secrecy for the feds. They've got their face masks. Yeah. No agent's got a name, and people got no right to know the name of the agents that killed somebody. And on the flip side, you've got total surveillance. You got these agents going around and sticking cameras in people's faces and saying that their face and name will be in a database now. So the terrorists or whatever protests or database.
Somebody does that to me, I tell them, spell my name right. Let me give it to you just in case.
I mean, it's kind of late for me to worry about being in those databases.
That's right. You know, their society, I guess, Jim, we could look at it. Their model for society is a one-way mirror, right? You know, where they are on the opposite side of the mirror. You know, you look at it and you don't see them at all. You only see yourself that's there as they're putting you in the databases that are there, but you're not allowed to see anything they have.
Yeah, and it's important to keep in mind, Donald Trump has often said he's going to make America great again, but he never says he's going to make America free again.
That's right.
Or make America constitutional. And Trump's idea of American greatness seems to be focused on the presidential power.
Yes. So. Yes. Yeah, he's going to make all power. He's going to make America a monarchy again.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Multiply, 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 multiply.
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Well, and what's appalling to me is you've got so many conservatives who are cheerleading for that. And
yeah.
I'm just thinking, are you that historically illiterate?
Exactly.
But to ask that question is to answer it. So,
yeah, what are you trying to conserve at this point? You know, we've had the terms neocon. We need to come up with something for the Trump cons or something like that, which says that they don't adhere to any principles of individual liberty or economic liberty or the rule of law or whatever. That's a Trump con. We're just here for loyalty to Trump because that gets us jobs. It gets us money.
That is the highest freedom.
Yeah, that's right.
That is the highest freedom, having the opportunity to obey Donald Trump's orders. And it's like, and it's unfortunate because Trump has some good ideas. He's had some good policies. I had a story in New York Post last Sunday on Trump's talking about banning the red light cameras and the speed cameras in Washington, D.C. I mean, mm-hmm. those mm-hmm. things are an absolute menace. They cause so many accidents. They've killed people. So. Mm.
I didn't see that he said that. I would agree with that, but I don't think that he'll do it.
Trump had not said that, but if someone in his transportation department has proposed to ban mm-hmm. those cameras, and it's a great example of how the government can be a scoundrel, because what happens is you have those red light cameras put in, and in order to maximize revenue, what they do is shorten the yellow light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then cause a lot of accidents and fatalities. Mm-hmm, so,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I was surprised because I thought, wait a minute, does Trump ever even drive a car? You know, this is one of the things when you see Scott Bessent.
No. I mean, and this is so.
My
so
chauffeur has complained about this. Yeah.
This is a fascinating angle on it, too, because I assume that Trump has had bodyguards going back for the last 30 or 40 years.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And his absolute contempt for Second Amendment rights
yes.
Of anybody going to a protest is supposed to disarm and put themselves at the mercy of the feds. I mean, this is such.
And you can see that with that other elitist billionaire, Scott Bessent, who gets a free pass for working for Soros from the MAGA people for some reason. And when he's saying, you know, I can't imagine anybody taking a gun to a protest or whatever. And it's like, he says, I've been at protests. I didn't take guns. And I thought, I said to my wife, I said, they were probably protesting Bessent.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Probably Occupy Wall Street or something.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the experience of being at protests where there were guns and protests where the guns were banned. And it's like, you know, it's life. It's life. Yeah. I mean, guns are part of the American way of life. And it's also a symbol of American freedom. So
that's right. Yeah, I've said this multiple times on air since he said that. I said the safest protest I was at was a protest at the Alamo where they were trying to get the carry laws changed in Texas. And you had hundreds of people with rifles slung over their shoulders, and police left everybody alone. It's a great deterrent to violence.
Yeah. Well, this is it. I mean, it was fascinating to see the absolute panic by the federal agents as soon as someone says, gun, oh, we got to shoot him 10 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, that's right.
They were beating the hell out of this guy who they knocked to the ground unjustifiably, and then they panicked and killed him.
Yeah.
And it's like, how in the hell anybody can uphold that kind of behavior or see it as a model or say, yeah, but he was a bad guy because he voted for Tim Walz, you know, whatever. I don't care.
That's right. And I don't care about what happened, you know, in that video from the BBC that was released on Wednesday, went viral on Wednesday. That's not relevant to this particular case. First of all, I said, look, you can see the gun is stuck in the back of his waistband there in his back. It's like, yeah, and he didn't pull it out. Right. So what's the deal?
This is the point.
They didn't kill him either, you know, so if they could deal with that then.
Yeah, it's totally appalling to see Trump talking as if anybody with a gun should be presumed guilty, especially if they've got a second magazine. And I'm thinking, how many bullets do the cops carry, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I was at the Bundy Ranch standoff there on the ground.
That was a great one.
Yeah, it was. It was a big win. Because what was good about that, it wasn't just a protest. They had a specific thing that they wanted. They said, we want the cows back, you know, so that you stole from us. And so it was very interesting. But one of the things that came up in the aftermath of that, when they came after several people and sent some of them to jail, they had a picture of a guy who was up above on the on the road, yeah, trying to present him as a sniper, and he was down. This is one of the protesters' side, and he was down behind this concrete barrier there, you know, road barrier, and so was a woman behind him. And so, in the court case, I said, "So why is the defense attorney? They were trying to make this guy out to be the aggressor and the only threat that was there." And the defense attorney says, so why were you bending down? Said, sorry, you can't ask that question. You know, obviously he's hiding behind the concrete barrier because they were threatening to shoot us, right? And they said you can't ask that question.
Well, and there's that's a case I wrote about for USA Today, and it's fascinating. A crux of that case, and part of the reason there were armed people there, was the Bundys feared the FBI put snipers around their house to kill them.
Yes. Oh, they
just
did.
Just like happened at Ruby Ridge.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. There was actually some of the guys there cleaned out a sniper's nest one night there. And,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I
wasn't aware of that, but I know there was a federal judge. Her first name was Gloria, Hispanic lady. So the feds, I think in their retrial of maybe the Bundys themselves, the feds finally admitted that yes, they did have snipers around the land or the home of the Bundys, and so there was a real threat. Whereas what the Obama people had done was try to portray them, and then the Trump people as well in the first term, is to portray those protesters as just kind of complete liars, untrustworthy troublemakers, because they were saying there were FBI snipers around their house, and of course that's nonsense. But when they when it finally came out, the federal judge was so furious, I think that she just threw the entire case out of court.
That's right. They would have hung all of them. I mean, you know, if there was a BLM agent who became a whistleblower.
And, he was great. He was great. Yes,
and
a Mormon guy.
If it hadn't been for him, that judge would have railroaded it. Because they did already send several people to prison for long prison sentences. And I didn't follow up on that to see if they got a pardon with it or not. But basically, with the whistleblower's information, she realized that they'd been lying to her, and that got her angry. And so she acquitted them with prejudice or whatever, so they couldn't come after them again. But she had been really rough in terms of shutting down obvious questions like that. You know, why is this person hiding and crouched down behind a concrete barrier like that? And other people who didn't have guns were doing the same thing. And it was simply, the answer is because I was there, heard them yelling, get back, you know, disperse or we're going to shoot, you know, and they had their guns pointed at us. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's just good that didn't make you lose faith in the system.
I didn't have any faith in the system to start with, so yeah, I didn't lose any more faith in the system.
Well,
no, I don't have any faith in the system at all. It's that was great. Well, tell us what you're up to, and I see a book there in the back, Last Rights. Is that a recent publication that you have?
Oh, that's the most recent book I've got. Last Rights. It's a update of all the different government crimes and abuses I did. Lost Rights over 30 years ago, and Last Rights is how things have gotten a lot worse since 1994 when the loss race came out.
Yeah, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel now at this point, aren't we?
It's well, there's a lot of good examples to write about, but I don't know how much good it does. I've got the books. I've got I write for various think tanks, Mises, Libertarian Institute, Future Freedom Foundation. I do stuff for New York Post. I do stuff for some magazines. I've done some stuff recently for Reason. So you know, here and there, just trying to hustle and keep positive cash flow.
And again, when you look at somebody who I've never seen more open contempt for the First Amendment than Donald Trump. I think he's surpassed Richard Nixon on this. The $10 billion lawsuit that he's got against Wall Street Journal that you've written for.
Yeah, I mean, Trump and his lawsuits is like $10 billion because you said I sent a birthday card.
Yeah, and then they show it.
Here's the freaking card, okay? Yeah. Well, yeah, but, you know, but I'm still suing you. And it's like, I mean, there's, this is called slap suits.
It's an acronym.
Strategic lawsuit against public participation, I think is how the acronym goes. But Trump has done that so much.
And
one of the things that was most astounding is that I think Trump was suing 60 Minutes because of how they edited an interview with Kamala Harris.
I know.
And you had the White House press secretary threatening a massive lawsuit if was it CBS did any editing of Trump's interview or with them recently. It's kind of like, so editing is now a crime or what?
Don't do any editing. Yeah. Everybody has to do editing. You got a time slot that you got to fit this into. So,
yeah. I mean, if Trump was smarter, he would realize he needs an editor as much as anybody. Because good Lord, going on for 2 hours, it's like he's inspired by Fidel Castro.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. So you got your ticket yet for the Melania premiere that's going to be today? So if you buy a ticket, you can have a private screening because you'll be the only person in the theater.
Well, this is going to be interesting. I mean, I hope that there's not a war to distract how the movie does badly.
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, we're talking about the lawsuits about don't talk about me and Jeffrey Epstein, things like that. Because they threatened a lot of people, Melania did, with lawsuits as well as Donald Trump. And I think it's going to be kind of interesting what happens with Michael Wolff, because they had threats of lawsuits for people who were repeating what Michael Wolff had said, essentially that about Jeffrey Epstein. And I thought, well, why don't they sue him? He's the one who is the source of this information. So they threatened him with that. And he said, okay, that's it. I'm going to sue you. So he's kind of kicked that off. It'll be interesting to see how that develops. I think we'll get more information out of that than we will out of any of the Epstein documents that are sitting on Pam Bondi's desk purportedly.
Well, it's so brazen that the Trump folks have got total contempt for disclosure, contempt for federal law, contempt for the president's own promises and the top law enforcement officials promising. And it's like, okay, it's almost as if they have decided that they don't need any credibility with most Americans and almost all the media.
That's right.
Because they're so powerful or they're so wonderful or that they can get away with anything. So that's Nixon-like in a way, as you said earlier.
It is. Absolutely. Well, he kind of got his start with Roger Stone, who's got a tattoo of Nixon on his back. And that was one of the things I thought was amazing. I worked there at InfoWars for a while, and Roger's got that tattoo of Richard Nixon. I'm like, how does that square with the idea of being libertarian? I never could figure that one out. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's I'll not ask you any questions about a former employer and his position on the shooting.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Alex Jones. It's been disgraceful. I tweeted about that. I got a lot of people angry at me because of what I said. I said, I can't believe I ever worked for this guy. But he completely flipped on the police state. I mean, he did documentary after documentary about the police
Prison
state.
Planet.
Now he is all cheering it, you know, as well as foreign wars. I mean, he's just... You know, money talks, I guess, and we can kind of assume who's paying him, you know.
Wow.
It's truly it's amazing.
Well, it might pay off his next libel lawsuit losing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, Jim, is great talking to you as always. And again, the book is Last Rights. That's your most recent one. And people can get that anywhere books are sold, I'm sure. And they can find your website, which will have, I guess, links to any of the articles. That you, since you write for so many different outlets, they can go to jimbovard.com and find your op-ed pieces there in your articles. That's the best place for them to find you, right?
So hey, thanks so much for having me on. Thanks for your kind words, and thanks for keeping up the fight.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all the work and the research that you have turned up. You've done some very valuable research with that. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Well, that's it for today's broadcast. This is my grandson here, and we're going to all try to stay warm. He's got his special penguin suit here. I want to thank everybody who has supported us this month. We're at about 75%, but we're going to go by this afternoon, Friday, and check the P.O. box again, and we will update the gas gauge to let you know where we wound up. But hi, Karen. I see you. But thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend, and again, be careful with all the ice. Goodbye.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.